Movies Are a Thing is a weekly podcast going over the movies premiering this week.
And any other movie-related tangents we decide to venture off on today.
Hello and welcome to Movies Are a Thing. My name is John.
My name is Alan.
And I'm Travis.
And here is the movie premiering this week.
But before we do that, how have your, 2 weeks been going so far?
I feel like I need a freaking, I'm happy the holidays are over because I've done nothing but drink and eat like a jack wagon for like the past 2 weeks. And I'm just like, it's starting to like catch up to me. Like, I'm like, okay, I feel like, not like bad, just like, kind of like, ugh. Like, all right, I need to change this up a bit.
Yeah, exactly. I've been working nonstop. It's been awful. But other than that, it's been pretty good, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. Saw a few movies.
Yeah, well, I know we all saw one movie.
Well, of course, but we'll get into that later.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I don't know. It's been a little weird for me. Like, I may have gone to the movies about 4 times now since our last episode.
Okay.
And saw 3 different movies.
Nice.
You saw 3 movies?
I did.
That's new for you.
Right? I saw 1 movie twice, but then I saw 2 other movies as well.
Okay.
But
which one did you see twice?
Star Wars.
Oh, okay. That's kind of what I figured.
Yeah, no, I went on opening night, and then my cousin wanted to go as well. And so ended up taking him to go see the movies.
Was that when you were here or there? I forgot what day it was now, but it was one of those days where you saw me.
Yeah, no, it was just a couple of days ago.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Hold on, when was that?
Yeah, I can't remember anymore.
I think it was Sunday.
Okay, that makes more sense, yeah. I think it was the 5:30 show. It was around that time because I was getting off soon.
So, right, okay. Right. Yep, it was the 5:30, but yeah, he wanted to go catch it, and so went and saw it again.
Nice.
So what was the third movie?
Well, I saw 4 movies total. Star Wars was twice, and then I saw 2 other movies.
Oh, I thought you said I saw 3 movies.
Yeah, so I saw 3 individual movies, but I saw Star Wars twice, and so technically I went to the movies 4 times.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
But what were... Okay. I thought you said you saw 3 movies, though.
Yeah. Three unique movies.
Yeah, so 3... So you went 3... What are you talking... Okay,
I went
so
4 times.
I know you went 4 times, but what were the other...
2 movies?
Yeah.
Okay. I got dragged to go see Frozen.
Okay.
And then I went to go see Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Okay. How did you like that one?
I thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously it's not going to be like a big blockbuster kind of, you know, action-y whatever or suspense or anything like that. It was just a nice little story.
Yeah. And it hits you right in the feels.
It did.
Yeah.
Although I took a couple of my aunts to go see it.
Okay.
And at least one of my aunts is very much known to tear up.
Okay.
Pretty easily.
Okay.
But she didn't cry at all at this one.
Oh wow! Okay. She held it in strong.
Yeah, which is kind of surprising, but yeah, she's both my aunts really they like the movie so.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good movies.
Good. I don't remember if I said last time, but I saw Bombshell.
I think that premiered last week.
Yeah, that premiered...
Or last episode.
Was that last episode?
Yeah.
Okay, then my bad. I thought it was okay. It wasn't as spectacular as I was expecting it to be, but all the ladies did a great job.
Okay.
But the story just... But, yeah.
Alrighty.
Oh, and I also watch Uncut Gems.
That's what I saw, yeah.
Yeah.
That and Star Wars.
What'd you guys think of Uncut Gems?
I liked it.
I liked it, too. It was...
Different style of movie.
Definitely. I didn't expect it to be 2 hours, though. I felt like it could have been cut down a little bit more, but...
Pretty good pacing and good tension all throughout the movie.
Too. Yeah.
Mm.
But, okay. I mean, yeah. I liked it. Did I see Richard Jewell before last episode?
I don't think so.
Did I not? I saw a lot of movies in like the last 2 weeks. Pretty much like all of them that matter in theaters.
Right.
Richard Jewell, Uncut Gems, Star Wars.
Well, I mean,
yeah, I mean, I don't really know what else I saw in the, but
okay.
But yeah, Uncut Gems was good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, kind of getting into some of the different stuff that's going on here. the trailer was dropped as of today, as of recording this, like probably 12 hours ago,
mm-hmm.
for A Quiet Place Part 2. Which, do you guys, as Travis said, you did not have a chance to watch it. Alan, did you have a chance to watch it?
I did.
Okay.
I'm going to see it. Wait, did you see the first one? I think we've asked this. Okay.
No, I did not.
Because it's not in your wheelhouse.
Right.
Got it.
but was that, so I didn't actually, I watched the trailer, but and I was going to look into it a little bit more, but I was doing other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Cillian Murphy?
Not sure.
I believe it was. I'd have to double check.
I'm going to double check here one little bit. Yeah, Cillian Murphy.
Yeah. Can you get out of here?
So I wasn't expecting him, and then I wasn't expecting Jaimin Hansu to show up on the trailer as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's definitely an interesting take because it looks like they're going back in time, okay. At least to begin with, to kind of show...
The start of it.
The start of everything.
Yeah. Not like time travel.
Okay. All right. Well, I was like, wait a second. How are they doing that? But okay. So they're going to show the start of how it all happened.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they're going through and looking for more people, and then they join up with Cillian Murphy and everything like that. So
okay.
I don't know. It looks interesting, but
probably you got to see the first one.
I probably won't go see it, but...
It's not even that scary.
It's more of like a thriller. Yeah, it's not even really a horror movie.
Yeah. So that was released. Go and check it out if you haven't. Another thing that kind of happened, it's not really movies, I guess. It's more limited series stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Witcher passed The Mandalorian
mm-hmm.
in views, right?
Yeah, it's the most watched streaming show in the world. So it was Mandalorian that passed Stranger Things,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and now The Witcher passed Mandalorian. But Witcher released all its episodes, so you can binge watch it.
Right.
Whereas, like, I don't know, do you think it's smart to, like, release them every week, or do you think it would have been better if The Mandalorian, like, released them all at once?
I kind of like the weekly releases, only because then you kind of have time in between each episode to go through and... Okay, yeah, you know, oh, what about that? Mm-hmm. You know, what might have been happening with that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that kind of makes sense now, rather than, you know, say, trying to binge it all in, 7-8 hours?
Mm-hmm. Sure, right. Yeah, I mean, I always like the weekly releases just because it gives you that process time that you can think of everything and like, oh, yeah, that connects with this, whatever. Yeah, that's good.
Did you guys finish The Mandalorian?
I haven't yet.
Ooh.
Did.
I have 2 episodes left.
Jeez. Ooh.
It was, I'm ready for season 2, which is been announced to be coming in fall of 2020.
Ooh, okay.
Right? I think.
November, I think.
I just heard fall of 2020.
I thought it was November, but yeah, fall. Someone's like, that's so far. I'm like, that's less than a year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I mean, when it was announced, what was that, like over a year between announcing and releasing, or was it less?
I don't remember when Mandalorian was first announced, but I do remember it was a while ago, but I'm not sure when. They did it at D23, but I think it was already known about before then.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's bigger than anyone expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like Disney had an idea for, you know, a Baby Yoda that it was going to be pretty big, but... at least from stuff that I was reading for, like, merchandising and stuff, you know, they didn't want to send it off because they didn't want to spoil the surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So after the first episode was released, then they sent it off to be worked on and get merchandise going and stuff like that, which is why it's just now showing up in the Disney stores and parks and mm-hmm. everything like that.
Yeah, they didn't... I heard, like, Disney lost out on a ton of money because they didn't have, like, Baby Yoda merch in time for Christmas or something.
Well, I mean, that kind of... goes with what I was saying there too, just because like if they send it out to make that merch before the thing is even released, before the episode is released,
mm-hmm.
you know, then all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, you know, they've got this merchandise in the works, and it shows a baby Yoda, so they're going to have a baby Yoda in the series kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to spoil that surprise.
That did catch me off guard. When I first watched it, I was like, what?
Right.
But they did also say...
Spoiler alert for The Mandalorian, but...
yeah, if you haven't watched it yet, too bad. they did say that in season two, there's going to be original trilogy characters in it. They didn't say who, but...
I heard a rumbling of Darth Maul.
That would be cool.
So, timeline-wise, we're sitting with The Mandalorian. I thought...
It's a little bit after Return of the Jedi.
Okay, it's after Return of the Jedi, but it's before... Okay.
Yeah,
it's... Before episode 7.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Well, that makes sense then.
But I wonder how they're going to tie it into that, though. Do you think they'll tie it into The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and Rise of Skywalker or anything?
I don't know. I mean, with that last episode, they kind of tied it into the animated shows a little bit.
Yeah, without spoiling it for Travis.
Yep, that's what I was kind of avoiding that. Here.
I mean,
but like with that reveal, dude, like that was crazy.
I mean, I'm gonna be full disclosure. I didn't know. Don't worry, we're not gonna say it.
Okay.
I didn't know what it was. Like, I thought like that's super sweet, but I didn't realize. And then I was like, oh, people are freaking out about the ending, and it's so great. And I did my research on it and watched some videos about it. I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, so
yeah.
People who knew what was going on, like, they were hyped. I was like, okay, now I can understand it.
Yeah. And like, I had heard rumblings, or not rumblings, but I had a very, very, very basic passing knowledge of that. So like when I saw it, I was like, oh, well, that's cool. And then I did more research, and it was it's pretty sweet.
Oh, I can't wait. I need to go home and watch it. Okay. I know what I'm doing when I go home.
Yeah, I'm going to start The Witcher after we're done tonight. I just need to. I've been playing Jedi Fallen Order for like 6 hours. Maybe not that long. Well, let's see. I think I started playing at like 1 o'clock, and then John came over and was working on some stuff, and I kept playing it right until you came, right before you came over. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah.
Great game, by the way.
I've been wanting to get that one.
Super good. I like it.
Okay. Very nice. Yeah, I know my... at my household, we ended up getting Overcooked 2.
Okay.
That's a fun game. Like, if you haven't played it, it's cooperative and frustrating and fun.
Those are the best kind. When they're frustrating, but yet they're still fun.
Yeah.
You still want to go back and try and beat that level or whatever. Get the best time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, you guys got any other kind of news or anything that's popped up here? And
you know, we should. I'm just thinking about this right now. It would probably take a little more preparation, but I was gonna say we should have done like a favorite movie of the decade.
Oh,
I was going to say top five, but I was like, on the fly, we'll do a top movie. I was going to say, so like, you know, Happy New Year, by the way, people.
Oh, absolutely.
Welcome to 2020.
Woo.
What would you say is your number one movie past decade?
Past decade.
Yeah, 2010 to 2019.
Oh, man. The ones I'm thinking of are over 10 years old. Shoot.
Yeah, Dark Knight, 2008.
Yep.
For
the last decade.
Isn't that crazy?
Honestly, I'd probably have to bring it down to two.
Okay.
And for the most part, it's because of the movie-going experience that I had with them. One of them would be Ex Machina.
Oh, good choice.
It was 2014. Okay, yeah.
And then... I ended up seeing that in the smallest auditorium.
You were all about that movie when it came out. I remember that too.
Like that one just blew me away. It really did. Mm-hmm. Like I don't necessarily like I'll watch it again, but you know, that's one that's every watching is few and far between, you know, kind of thing. But it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is kind of along those same lines where I wouldn't necessarily want to you know, watch it every day for a couple weeks or whatever. But Everest.
Everest was great, yeah.
And that
we talked about that one.
Yeah, and that one I did see in 3D in the largest auditorium.
Mm-hmm. The decade, wow.
Of the decade.
Crazy.
So, I mean, that one, I mean, again, like I said, those are the ones that, as of right now, not even, not going into a bunch of stuff, but just kind of thinking off the top of my head, are the ones that stick out to me in the last decade of movies that I really enjoyed. And again, that's because of the movie-going experience that I had with them and the movies that they are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
What about you guys?
Mm. I'd probably honestly say Infinity War.
Okay. Okay.
Like, I mean, yeah, I liked Endgame, but I just feel like Infinity War, like, hit me mm-hmm. way more. Like, when I first saw that, I was like, whoa, my goodness.
Yeah.
And I was just like, loved it. Saw it a few more times in theaters without skipping a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just, and obviously I love the MCU, but yeah, no, honestly, that was like just going off of how I felt after I saw it and like the effect it had on me, like I was like, dang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like no movie's done that for a long time.
Right, right.
So I will, so, sorry, Diggs. So yeah, I'd probably say Infinity War right off the cusp would probably be my decade winner.
Alrighty.
Okay. Travis? Oh, it's so hard to really narrow it down, but I'm going to go with a franchise. It'd be three movies. It's the John Wick movies.
Okay.
I really enjoyed those. They make me laugh and in all of the inappropriate ways, and people look at me because I'm just laughing at the violence.
John Wick's solid.
Yeah. No, they definitely kind of came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably throw Wolf of Wall Street up there if I was doing like a top tier, like upper echelon of like the movies of the decade. That's one that comes to mind too, is Wolf of Wall Street would be up there for me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like that. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Made you think.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I think kind of going into a couple of things here, we all did go see a movie that premiered on the last podcast. I mean, obviously we're talking about Star Wars, but
I thought it was Cats.
Oh, no,
I guess we could kind of talk about Cats too. Ugh. About how it just got ripped to shreds.
Yeah, it did.
Cats. Yeah, I think Jeremy Johns talked about it. He said there should be a shirt that said, like, I sat through Cats or something, or I saw Cats in theaters.
Yeah. I mean, weren't they saying, like, it's lost, like, $70 to $100 million?
Mm-hmm. Something like that, and it's going to lose more.
Yeah.
Okay, so it opened on Christmas. No, it opened that Friday of Star Wars.
Yep.
The 7 o'clock rush had two people in it.
Really?
Yeah. And we have it in, like, one of our smallest.
I just don't understand why they thought it was a good idea to make that movie. Like, who conceptualized this idea? Like, hey, I got an idea. And that's what they pitched.
Well, it's the same director as Les Miserables. So I'm guessing they thought that he could turn, if he turned that movie into gold, that he could turn Cats into gold. But obviously, it's in the litter box.
So there's another musical, like Broadway musical movie, that was put on hold so that they could make Cats first.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what musical that was?
I'm going to take a stab at it. Is it West Side Story?
Nope.
No.
Nope. Okay. Because that one was being made while Cats was still being made.
Yeah, because that comes out next year.
Yeah.
Like Christmas.
Yeah, because that's Spielberg, right?
Yep.
But yeah, there's another pretty popular Broadway musical
Okay.
Hamilton?
I will let you say it.
Hamilton?
No, it's not Hamilton.
Is it Wicked?
It is.
Okay.
It is
Wicked. I would see that.
Yeah. Well, I have gone to see Wicked. You know, when I came touring to Minnesota here and everything, and yeah, it was pretty dang good. But like, I mean, even with like Cats the music, like the actual Broadway musical and stuff, everybody was like, oh well, you know, the story is kind of crap, so I don't know why the songs are somewhat good, whatever, mm-hmm. but the story is crap, so I don't know why it got made into a Broadway musical to begin with. But like with Wicked, it's, you know, an actual story and mm-hmm. based off of a book and then turned into a musical. But yeah, apparently that one was shelved so that they could make Cats first.
Jeez.
Well, yeah. Guess yeah. we know where their priorities are.
All right.
So, go on from Cats. Let's talk about Star Wars.
Cat.
Yeah. After we're done making sure my cat isn't being a punk.
Right.
All right. Yeah, go.
I'm not gonna lie. You know, obviously I liked it because I've liked all of the Star Wars movies, and I'm pretty easy that way. You know, whatever. I know, Travis, you said that you liked it.
I liked it, yeah.
Which, I mean, again,
I've liked all the other ones.
Right, so, exactly. Right,
yeah.
But, Alan, you kind of surprised me. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just with everything that happened in the movie and a lot of the worries that you had and everything like that and the way that you kind of reacted with the previous one, I was not expecting your response to this one. Which, do you mind telling everybody what you thought of the movie?
I loved it. I thought it was my second favorite Star Wars movie ever, honestly.
See, that surprised me.
But, I mean, so, obviously, we're going to be getting into spoilers.
So, basically, when I'm editing, I'll go ahead and put in, you know, a skip to this time for when spoilers are good to go. So, go ahead and skip to... And the spoilers will be done and good to go with.
Okay.
Skip to 3905 if you do not want any spoilers.
So are we talking spoilers now?
Now we're talking spoilers.
Okay. So what was it then? Are you talking about, like, what about it exactly did you think I was not going to like? Or?
Well, I mean the Palpatine storyline.
I enjoyed Rey being a Palpatine more so than... See, I'm in the camp of... I'd rather have her be of someone's lineage to explain her ridiculous powers. Mm-hmm. And I knew that spoiler. Like, I knew that when I was going into the movie. I was like, okay, I know she's a Palpatine. And I enjoyed the fact that, maybe not to the extent, but we finally got our own kind of, no, I'm your father, like, for us now. Because in my theater, I was shocked. Because I don't know why. I assumed, like, oh, everybody knew it was coming, but when Kylo Ren was like, you're a Palpatine, my theater, like, literally the theater went, like, everyone was, like, shocked. I was like, oh, that's cool. I was like, yeah. I was like, nobody.
Right.
I was like, that's cool. I was like, actually, people are surprised by it and everything. But my only quarrel with it would be, if she's a Palpatine, it ain't about Skywalker then. It's not the rise of Skywalker. Yeah, I mean, she... goes by one come the end of the movie, but Star Wars has always been about, you know, Anakin, the chosen one.
Right.
But now, is that what you're referring to? Like, her being, you know, like, the hero and stuff in the end, or?
Well, I mean, is she kind of the hero by the end, or is it Ben sacrificing his life?
See, I was kind of thinking of it that way, but she's the one who killed the Emperor, and...
using the Skywalker lightsabers. Both of the Skywalker lightsabers.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. But I mean, that's my only, like, problem with it, is I feel like it kind of does away with Anakin's legacy and him being, you know,
the way that I've kind of thought of it is that, or, you know, they've come out and said the episodes are the Skywalker story with Ben, you know, becoming a Force ghost. That's the end of the Skywalkers.
Mm-hmm.
That is, you know, the end of their story. There's not going to be any more episodic movies for Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's it. Done. Kaput. And the other thing that I kind of haven't had an issue with it was that kiss.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
I mean, I can see where they were coming from, kind of, but it still felt really rushed because... You know, they're constantly fighting, but yeah, you could tell that she wants to know Ben Skywalker. She would have taken Ben's hand, not Kylo's hand, whatever. Mm-hmm. But when he kind of drops the Kylo phase, I guess you would say, mm-hmm. and, you know, goes back to being Ben Skywalker or Ben Solo, you know, it's kind of like that's felt really rushed to me.
Yeah, I feel like that kiss should have happened in maybe Last Jedi and, like, had it be built upon in Rise of Skywalker. But, I mean, it is what it is. But
I didn't mind. I mean, I knew it was... I didn't, like, know, like, that they were going to... Well, actually, no, I did know they were going to kiss. But I don't know. There was some guy, I think I know who it is, too, someone who works at the theater that I went to. But I, when they kissed... He was like, oh, come on, and like all pissed off. I'm like, dude, I was like, it's not that big of a deal. I was like, who cares?
Wow.
I was like, get over it. I mean, that's the thing. I like Star Wars, but I'm not one of the, I wouldn't say I'm a hardcore, like, you know what I mean? I'm pretty, I mean, I like them. I enjoy them. I know more than your average person, I would say, about them and like the history and the backstory and all the other, you know, extended universe, I guess you could say, stuff, right. But I'm not one to get that upset about a Star Wars movie. And it's like Travis said before, they're the hardest people to appease.
Yeah, I think, well, kind of continuing on with that, I think there was really only one other thing that I kind of had an issue with, but it's something that was completely out of their control. And that was any of the scenes with Leia. Oh,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
And I mean, you know, obviously Carrie Fisher passed away. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, I knew that they were going to be using old lines and, you know, basically CGIing her into place with, like, body doubles and everything like that, too. But it just felt so awkwardly shot. Like,
yeah,
when Rey is talking to her and, you know, she, like, goes in for the hug or whatever. And it's like, oh, and you never underestimate a droid and blah, blah, blah. It's like... kind of made me cringe a little bit. But again, you know, it's out of their control.
Exactly.
Right. How much, so I know some people, obviously the people who are fans of Last Jedi, mainly, like, I know a lot of critics who didn't like it because specifically the reason that it kind of just had to backtread on everything Last Jedi did and kind of retconned everything for the most part. They didn't like it.
Yeah.
That's why they didn't like Rise of Skywalker, I should say, is because it kind of took Last Jedi and was like, nope. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, J.J. Abrams says the plan has always been to bring back the Emperor, but I don't know. You could say, I honestly don't know if that was always their plan or if they're just like, all right, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Rian Johnson killed Snoke.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here?
Right, right. And, I mean... I thought I remembered reading something where they were talking to Ian McDiarmid, where they said that he wasn't going to be brought back as Palpatine. I thought I remembered hearing something like that, but then...
Oh, yeah, I saw a video where he said he got a call from J.J. Abrams, like, hey, we're thinking about bringing the Emperor back. And he's like, oh, yes, I'd love that, blah, blah, blah.
Nice.
So maybe that wasn't planned.
Yeah.
I think I would honestly say it was because... He just killed Snoke and then was like, all right, now what are we going to do? But I did hear an argument that Rian Johnson was trying to make it so Kylo Ren was like the main bad guy, like push Snoke out of the picture and make the evil person Kylo Ren and like push that forward. But
Okay. What were you guys' thoughts on the spy in the First Order?
I wasn't expecting it at first. It made sense after a while. I was like, okay, he just got the shorthand of everything with Kylo. So, I mean, hey.
Well, he even said it. He's like, I don't care if you win. I just want Kylo to lose.
I mean, like, they were pushing hard for the other guy to be, you know, to be set up as the spy. To kind of misdirect you a little bit, but it's like, okay, well, it's either going to be him, like they're trying to make it seem like it, or it's going to be Hux, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then I was going to say something else, and I completely forgot what it was.
I will say I rolled my eyes when I saw that Rey now has a yellow lightsaber.
Why?
It just felt weird. Like, why yellow?
Why not?
I guess I don't understand what the color, like, I'm not that much of a nerd to know, like, what the colors all signify. Obviously, I know green is Jedi.
Well,
and blue is, you know, Luke and training, whatever.
It all depends on the color Kyber crystal that right. they use.
They do explain it. So you can look it up. There's some explanation to the yellow saber, but I can't say off the top of my head what it is.
I know red is power. And, like, that's why Sith always want red. Mm-hmm. Although I think there are some Jedi with red sabers as well. But...
because the crystal chooses you, isn't it?
Kind of.
Or you choose the crew, whatever.
I know, like, in Galaxy's Edge, where you can go and actually build a lightsaber, you know, they have different explanations for the different crystals, saying, you know, this crystal is, you know, for this, this crystal is for that, everything like that. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was.
Let's see here. Tell me what it is.
Alrighty, let's see here. Oh, come on. So apparently, for the significance of the colors, I don't even know what this means, but it's like 40 or 4,000 BBY. I don't know. So long time ago.
Okay.
Lightsaber crystals were used to indicate a Jedi's chosen class. So... blue was a guardian, green was a consular, yellow a sentinel, or somebody who honed his or her skills in a balance of combat and scholarly pursuits. And then it just turned into personal choice. And then, I mean, they've got, you know, purple, yellow, orange, blue, red, green, all that kind of stuff. So, like, Samuel L. Jackson.
He wanted
purple.
Yep. Maybe Daisy Ridley really wanted yellow, and that's what they gave her. I don't know. I just thought it was weird, but, I mean, because I thought there was more significance with the yellow than there was. Like, it was, like, half and half, like she's half evil, half good sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about the color meanings or whatever and whatnot. Neither,
but.
Although it was pretty nice to see the crossguard actually being used on Kylo's lightsaber.
Definitely, right? Yeah.
I did like the part where he's fighting the Knights of Ren and he gets the lightsaber and then they're all surrounding him and he kind of goes like,
yeah,
well. He's like, yep, well, he's like, yeah, here we go.
I laughed at that part both times.
I was like, that's funny. I was like, that was cool. Like,
yeah, okay.
But, yeah, I mean... oh, did you think Chewie actually died? When Rey lightning?
Yes. To begin with, yes.
I did too. I was like, holy crap. I was like, what? I was like, did they just kill Chewie?
Yeah, yeah. And then as soon as they said, you know, they've got a... what was the line? They've got a...
like a decoy.
High-value target or something. Yeah. High-value whatever. I was like, oh, so they've still got Chewie. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. But then at the end with Chewie... Hashtag Chewie got his medal.
Yep, he did.
What'd you think of not the Chewie thing. What'd you think of C-3PO? Pretty funny. I thought he was hilarious in this movie. I was like, what is going on?
I felt so bad.
For him?
Yeah. Just because he kept on, you know, shut up 3PO, shut up, shut up. It's like, jeez.
I liked it. Like when they fell into whatever, like the quicksand or whatever. And he's like, you didn't ask if I'm all right, but I'm okay.
Yeah, I mean, again, yeah, it's just kind of like one of those things where I know they were setting up, you know, the I'm just taking one last look at my friends kind of gut punch. But it just, it kind of felt unnecessary and mean, unnecessarily mean, the way or the amount that they set it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought for sure he was going bad, like with the red eyes.
Yeah.
I thought for sure, but then nope.
It was just so like he could translate.
Like he was gonna snap, and then they were gonna have to like destroy him.
Yeah, or like he was gonna get like some sort of like Sith technology put in him or something.
Right.
Or, yeah.
Right. What happened to his red arm?
Oh yeah,
it's a good question. I don't know
because he still had the red arm in the last movie, right? Or did he...
I believe...
I don't think he had the red arm in The Last Jedi.
So I believe... I think he had the red one in Force Awakens.
Right.
But then I don't remember. It's been too long since I've seen Last Jedi.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. I'm blanking here, so.
But that little guy who fixed C-3PO, though, he was awesome. I liked him.
Boba Frick?
Yep.
Yeah.
So he's my oldest friend.
They were trying to say, like, oh, Boba Frick is taking over. Like, move over, Baby Yoda. I'm like, not even close. I was like, not even close.
Although it was really nice to see Billy Dee Williams back.
It was.
What was I going
to
say?
And also good to see Harrison Ford come back.
Mm.
Yeah, that surprised me. I had no idea about that.
Right.
I was like, holy crap.
That was kind of nice.
And then the dad, and he's like, I know. Yep. I was like, yep. But what was I going to say about Frick? Was voiced by, I forget her name. She played, I don't even remember the character. It was the girl who played the girl who wandered she wandered the halls of Hogwarts. She was in Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, Moaning Myrtle?
Yes.
That was, she voiced him?
She did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was surprised by that. I was like, wow. I was like, really?
Let me see if I can find her name here quick.
Yeah. Double check it. But yeah. Because I wouldn't have ever guessed that. I couldn't have been like,
Babu Frick. Sorry. Babu Frick.
I knew it was something Frick. I didn't know if you were saying it right entirely, but.
Yeah. Shirley Henderson.
Yeah.
Who was Moaning Myrtle in the Harry Potter movies. I do know that she was also in an episode of Doctor Who, a really great episode of Doctor Who, that really honestly doesn't have a lot of the Doctor or his companions in that episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot of ELO music in it.
Okay.
But it's a very, very good episode, and I wasn't really expecting her in that, but yeah. But the other thing that I thought was really funny is that so she played Moaning Myrtle in the Harry Potter movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which came out starting in 2000?
Was it?
The Harry Potter movies?
Yeah, was it 2000 or 2001?
2001. November 2001. It was the same year as Lord of the Rings.
Okay, okay.
Was it really?
Yep, it had the... Because Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone broke the opening weekend box office record with like 90 million, and then a couple months later, Spider-Man came and took it.
Okay. Right.
And that was May of 2002.
So, the first one that she was in was the second Harry Potter movie, which came out in 2002, mm-hmm. right? And I guess the one that I'm kind of going to be going off of was 2005, Goblet of Fire.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which... spoiler alert, I guess. You know, at one point, Harry Potter has to take this egg and put it in, like, a bath
mm-hmm.
and, like, open it up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Moaning Myrtle kind of comes in and is, you know, trying to, like, sneak a peek kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
To Harry Potter, who's in the bath. So, Daniel Radcliffe, at that point in time, 2005.
I don't even know how old he is now.
Well, he was born 3 days after me.
Oh, wow.
So okay, 2005, so like
16.
He would have been 16. At that point in time,
mm-hmm.
Shirley Henderson was 40 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She was born in 1965.
Jeez. Wow.
So it was, you know, a 40-year-old playing a, what, 15, 16-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize she was 54 now.
Yep. Yep. I don't know. I thought it was funny, but
it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you've been listening to these spoilers and everything and haven't seen it yet, first off, why? But second off, you should go see it.
Definitely.
And if you have seen it, cool.
Maybe go see it again.
Maybe go see it again. Mm-hmm. Maybe see if you can catch something that you didn't see beforehand, or
I did want to see it again, but I think we ended up seeing Uncut Gems instead. I do want to see Dark Waters.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. Well, the other thing I was going to say is, if you have seen it, let us know your thoughts. Go ahead and visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/moviesarething, and mm-hmm. let us know your thoughts on Star Wars, the Rise of Skywalker, and or even on Twitter, you know, @moviesarething. Let us know there. Cool?
Cool. Mm-hmm.
All righty. You guys ready to hop into our movie for the week?
we're gonna have so much to talk about.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, the single movie that we have for this week, because there is only one, is The Grudge, which is rated R. After a young mother murders her family in her own house, a detective attempts to investigate the mysterious case, only to discover that the house is cursed by a vengeful ghost. Now targeted by the demonic spirits, the detective must do anything to protect herself and her family from harm. IMDb is sitting at a 6.2 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes does not have a score yet. Hmm. And Metacritic does not have a score yet either. Mm. Another remake.
Dude, like, why though? This movie's not even... The first one came out in 2004?
Yeah, the original Japanese one, I think, came out in 2004. And then we had the Sarah Michelle Gellar one.
Yeah.
Did that come out the same year?
I think it was.
Was it like...
I want to say it was
they made it in Japan and here at the same time kind of thing? Or am I just completely wrong?
I think
wrong?
The
am
Sarah I... Michelle... It might have been 2002. 2004, oh, yes. Yep.
So,
Ju-on, for the Sarah Michelle Gellar
yeah, one. Yeah, Ju-on The Grudge was 2002.
Yeah.
And then The Grudge with Sarah Michelle Gellar was 2004. And now this one, remake, is 15 years later.
Well, 16.
The one thing that this movie has going for it is that
it's 2020 now.
Technically it says 2019 on it, but whatever. See, oh yeah, right. 16 years later. The one thing that it has going for it, what?
Yeah, it's got... So the one thing going for it is that it's rated R. Mm-hmm. And that makes me want to see it just because the other two remakes, or the other remake was PG-13. And PG-13 and horror just don't mix that well unless it's, you know, Quiet Place.
I mean, it was pretty popular, though, when it came out. I think it did well at the box office for its time. Oh, it did. Yeah.
No, the first one was good, but then they made the sequel and that one was just eh. But... I don't know. I still want to see it. I don't know how I feel about Harold and Harold and Kumar being in a horror movie, but
well, John Cho?
Yeah, John Cho.
He's done some serious roles. He's got some chops.
Oh yeah, I mean he was Sulu in the new Star Treks and stuff. That's true.
But yeah. Like,
and he's going to be Spike in the Cowboy Bebop TV miniseries.
I just movies that are usually dropped in January.
Yeah.
They don't have... It's like the dumping ground, which kind of sucks because it's my birthday month. Fun fact, my birthday is next Tuesday. But, yeah. I mean, there's a few gems, but actually, no, those even fall in like February and March. Some sleep, like John Wick and Taken, like stuff like that pops up. But January, mm-hmm. That's like Street Fighter Legends of Chun-Li type kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think Equalizer came out in January, or Equalizer 2 maybe, but still.
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while there's a few that good movies that come out, but yeah, like you said, especially January 3rd.
Yeah.
That's going to be not a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, that's where movies go to die, is January.
On the bright side, though, this does mean that we'll start seeing the trailers like advertised for like the summer movies coming up.
Mm-hmm.
True, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for the big movies, they usually have them come up like 6 months in advance. So, yeah, we're going to start getting all the big ones coming in here pretty quick. Yeah, that's something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. 2020 will have a hard time living up to 2019 because 2019 was nuts for movies. Nuts.
Absolutely. Let's actually...
Not counting the Disney remakes because most of those were garbage.
I kind of want to see... Let's go to May.
Black Widow.
Black Widow. Legally Blonde 3.
Oh, God.
It's already losing.
Scoob, which is that new Scooby-Doo movie.
Yeah.
Another Saw.
With Chris Rock, though.
What? Yep. Are you serious?
Yeah, Chris Rock is directing it.
Untitled Saw Project. No, Darren Lynn Bozeman is directing. I think Chris Rock is like a major producer in it.
He might
be. But he's acting in it as well.
Okay.
And then Samuel L. Jackson. Is attached to that one as well.
Yes.
Fast and Furious, the new SpongeBob movie. Artemis Fowl's coming in May 2020.
I thought that was supposed to come out just this past year because I remember it was supposed you being to. Hyped for it.
It was supposed to, and then they delayed it.
I guess New Mutants will finally come out.
Yeah, right?
Right. And then going into June, Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that looks good.
The new Disney one, Soul.
Okay.
Top Gun. and In the Heights, which is the Lin-Manuel Miranda musical.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That was on Broadway, I think. Like, the one that I think he kind of got his start with, and then Hamilton kind of just took off.
Sure, okay.
Minions 2 okay. is coming in July, along with Free Guy.
Okay.
Which is the Ryan Reynolds one. Ghostbusters. Tenet, which is the new Nolan one.
That looks bonkers.
Yeah, it does.
Bob's Burgers, the movie.
Yes. Oh, goodness.
Jungle Cruise.
Okay.
Let's see here. So that was July. Now going into August, that's when we get Infinite, which is Antoine Fuqua directing it. Mark Wahlberg, Chiwetel Ejiofor. Let's see here. Bill and Ted. Mm-hmm. The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of what we're looking at for August right now.
Yeah, I don't think it stacks up 2019 just based off that.
No. Not really, no. But like you said, you know, 2019 kind of had a lot of stuff building for it.
I mean, yeah, Endgame, and then there was so much going on in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Especially lately, like Lighthouse, Uncut Gems, all that stuff. Star
right.
Wars.
Right. Knives Out.
Mm-hmm. Knives Out, yeah. But nobody knew about Knives Out. Like, that kind of came out of nowhere. So, I mean, I guess...
Joker.
Yeah, Joker. So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well... But
The Grudge, I might check it out.
Okay. All
right.
We know John won't.
Nope. I'm just going to stay home and, you know, not go watch that movie.
Well, you... Actually, no, don't. I was going to say the playoffs are this weekend, but I was going to say don't watch it, please.
Right?
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay. Well, I think other than that, like I said, we only had the one movie this week. Mm-hmm. So if you skipped our spoiler discussion of Star Wars, it was a pretty short episode right. this week for you. You guys got anything else you want to...
I can't think of anything.
Not really a huge...
It's not a big news week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
Happy New Year again for everybody.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah, it's New Year's. Yeah. And go play Jedi Fallen Order. It's a great game.
Okay. Oh, and I guess I should say, brought to you by the people that bring you this podcast, there is a new podcast out there as well. It's called What's Your Name? If you want to go and check it out, you can... I'm going to try to have it most everywhere again, but as of right now... I think really the only place you can listen to it is whatsyourname.podbean.com. Go ahead and check it out. Pretty cool, you know, first guest, and I enjoyed it.
Do you have that one on iTunes too?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. I gotta get it all set up for iTunes and everything, but yeah, just whatsyourname.podbean.com. Go ahead and listen to it, or Facebook and Twitter. What's your name podcast on Facebook, and then What's Your Name Poe on Twitter.
Okay.
Character limits, I tell you.
Yeah. I would love to hear some feedback just to hear what people say about it.
Yeah.
It's because it was pretty awesome.
It was. But other than that, I got...
I gotta listen to it. I'm not part of that podcast.
I got nothing. So, you guys got anything else?
No, I can't think of anything.
Not from a Jedi.
Fantastic. Well, in that case, go ahead and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are at Movies Are a Thing. That's facebook.com/moviesarething. Twitter.com, we are at Movies Are a Thing. And Instagram, we are at Movies Are a Thing. No spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that. Go ahead and follow us on all of those. We try to post some stuff up there. And we actually just had what we thought, no spoilers, on Star Wars. We posted that on Facebook. So go ahead and give us a follow, give us a like on there, and we'll go from there. Other than that, I don't got anything else. So, or I do got something else. Wow. I'm just going to go ahead and chalk it up to sickness brain. But we also have a Patreon. Patreon.com/moviesarething. Where we have, once this goes up, there will be a video kind of showing everybody what we look like and kind of explaining the Patreon. Everything like that. Patreon.com/moviesarething. Go ahead and check it out. It's going to be fun. Other than that, though.
Here comes.
Cue the outro.
Thank you for listening to Movies Are a Thing.
Come back next week for more movies and tangents with us.
Yeah. Well, shoot, I got to actually pull up. Oh, I do. I got it up already. Cool. You guys ready to go?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Alrighty.
Diggs.
It was okay. You need to get down, bud. Done with cat in my face. But yeah.
Well, I think you guys want to do news first, or you want to talk about Star Wars first?
We'll do the news.
Yeah, news sounds good.
News and then okay. Star Wars.
That's what I forgot to do.
Oh, scores.
Scores. Ugh. Alright, you guys ready to just do a quick Patreon?
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Sweet. Let me just kind of double check here, see what we got going on. Okay,